You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I smell that delicious Swamp Burger right now. Black and gold, a 29-6 winner over the Jets. We're here at the Swamp Room in Metairie, hanging out for the point after. Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Black and gold get a third straight victory and come away successful in the home finale. Nothing better than that on a Sunday, Cajun Cannon.
I don't know. This is what I expected. I thought we'd get off to a faster start in the first half. The Jets are not a good team. Now, it is an NFL team, and you got to take care of business. So that didn't surprise me. We're able to win 29-6. I thought at halftime, I go, man, we're letting them hang in there. It was like 9-6.
It makes you uneasy.
Yeah, I thought, you know, instead of 9-6, 13-6, 17-6, something like that. But, you know, they took care of business when all said and done. I have enough notes, like, for three games. I don't know where to start. It was that much a high performance by a number of players and having an impact like we want. We don't know what the future is going to behold as far as monumental Saints players as of late. Like the Cam Jordans of the world, Taysom Hill. You know, Cam Jordan surpasses Pro Football Hall of Famer Ricky Jackson.
Legend.
Well, he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer, right. So Cam Jordan's a Pro Football Hall of Famer. I'm not talking about Saints. I'm talking about Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think that's where Cam's at. And what more can you say about, if this is his last hurrah because of his age, Taysom Hill. A truly unique player, how we describe him, Swiss Army knife, jack of all trades. You look at Taysom Hill, man, I was glad that Coach Warnall was aggressive and let him throw that pass at the end, you know, throw a touchdown pass, because he has played quarterback, or he wouldn't have over 1,000 yards passing. You know, he ended up with a total yards from scrimmage when you're counting rushing, passing, and receiving. 116 total yards of scrimmage. That's unique. You know, everyone's saying he's the first player in the Super Bowl era to have 1,000 yards passing, 1,000 yards rushing, 1,000 yards receiving. The only player.
Only player ever.
Well, I'm going to go more than that. He's the last player to do that. I'm not talking about Super Bowl era, because I like all of professional football. You got to go back 70 years. That's almost a century. 70 years, man. The NFL didn't start until 1922. So you could just see that category. Charlie Trippi did it 70 years ago.
Not familiar with the
and
gentleman.
That's when you had players going both ways, you yeah. know. They wouldn't even get off the field. Oh, the quarterback punts or he'd do different things. That just shows you the likes of a Taysom Hill. And then I look at DeMario Davis, who was a New York Jet before he became a Saint. And look how consistent he's been. Stevie pulling up.
Here's a picture of Charlie Trippi with his, like, basically a cardboard hat over here.
Yeah, you fold it in your back pocket. You don't even have a face mask. Well, that was the last cat to do what Taysom Hill did. So you look at Double D, DeMario Davis, a Jet. He comes to the Saints. Look, for like back-to-back seasons, 125 tackles. You're the first time that's a elite category territory, I should say, with Devontae David, Bobby Wagner. No, that's unbelievable. That means you're always available, so you can be held accountable. Then you produce when you're in the game. Look, it's season nine straight seasons, over 100 tackles. So no, you can just go on and on and on. And it's good. It's always good when you win, and they should be. They should win. The Jets again. We're sorry, and I'm gonna tell you. Okay, for instance, we're all excited. Oh, Bobby, well, we finally scored 29 points.
It's a miracle.
Okay, look, we got in the high 20s, not low 20s. You know, we were trying to say, can we hit? Now, defense is playing good enough. Can we score in the 20s? Well, I thought we were very capable of doing this. You know why? The Jets were giving up 28.5 a game, and we scored 29. They were 30th in the league in scoring defense. They had allowed 30 points or more in six games this season. So it's not like, you know, like rocket science. No, this is something we played up to the opponent and not down to them and put to them. Again, I was not surprised Tyler Shuck did not have an interception, because the Jets have now gone 15 games and they don't have an interception. By accident, it seemed like you'd have a pick. Look, this is very positive. It doesn't matter who you play, but when you play him, and it's the NFL, you only play whoever's in front of you. But since that Rams game, the Saints are 4-2. If you look at it, now this has to get better next year. And now, you know, taking care of that don't feel advantage. You know, we won three home games this season. We're now 6-11 the past two seasons. Remember, I told you we need to be like 13-4, maybe at the worst 12-5 at home. And that's how you're truly taken care of, and you're gonna have that dome field advantage. Now against the Jets, if you look at it since 19, you know, like okay, now the series 9-6. And now 9-2. So, you know, it's kind of, the NFL is so much parity. And there's a limited sample size of us playing the Jets. It was 8-6.
And like you said, they dominated early in the series.
Yes. We have now 9 wins, 6 losses. But since 1989, okay, 9 wins, 6 losses. Since 1989, we're 9-2. So not so much when the Saints first started playing football.
Right.
But we play good in New York. We're now got a winning record in New Orleans. You know, when you go even before, you know, Tulane State, we're now 4-3 in NOLA against the Jets. And now we have a three-game winning streak. Last three times we played the Jets, we've beaten them. You got to go back. The last three-game winning streak was from 85 to 95. So, no, the Jets can't talk smack. They cannot. And then we got our 201st victory in the Superdome. You know, we hit that the two-century mark, 200 wins. Now we have 200 wins in the Superdome. But when you break it down, no, we were so much better than the Jets. And I think they were playing hard. They're just not very good. I mean, look at first downs. Basically 2-1. It wasn't exactly, but they had 12 first downs.
Yeah.
We had 23. You know, to me, that's a terrible game if you don't have at least 14. 14's not very good. But, no, 12 first downs, that's terrible. We were outstanding, probably for the first time, I could say, on third down offense and defense.
Yeah.
You win if you do this. They were only 2 of 15. We've been outstanding third down defense throughout the season. They were only 2 of 15, 13%. We were 8 of 17, 47%. That's right around 50. That's outstanding. total net yards almost more than 2-1. They had 195. We had 412. Now, we are running by committee. To me, we still both phases. We need to be better overall in running the football and stopping the run. Now, I'm talking about, like, the average. You know, when you look at, like, your average per carry and all that, because coming into the game, remember I told you this needed to be flipped. We were only gaining 3.6 yards a carry and giving up 4.1. Well, today, our defensive average, that's what we need instead of what we only gave up 3.2 yards, but then we only averaged 3.4. So that definitely has to get better going forward. We got after the opposing quarterback, actually, because that was not very good. The season's almost over. We only had 28 sacks. Well, we had 8 in one game. Now, you know how they come in bunches, they say, sacks in bunches. Well, now we have 36 sacks in the season. If we're going to be with Chase Young and whoever's in there, we truly amongst the best, you got to be high 40s. So we have, right now, we got 36. We got 2 games left. I don't think we're going to get to 48. You know, then you're amongst the best if you high 40s or low 50s. But a great game today.
Well, if we could get, like, 240, that'd be nice.
Yeah. If we can get to 40, right. It just sounds better, 40 sacks than 30-something sacks.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So we got 2 games opportunity. Definitely do that against the Titans and Atlanta. So 8 sacks. I still think at times Chuck gets sacked too much. And I've talked about that in the pregame and all that. Today, he was sacked 3 times. And I know he's trying to make bigger plays, but a lot of times you got to lift a fight the other day, throw the ball away or whatever, because you want to, like, hang in there. But that's what I think he's going to get better at, throwing the football away or knowing where your outlets are so you don't have to take a sack. Now, this is good. We're trending in the right direction. We were unbelievable. After the Giants game, we were a +5. Then we started going the opposite direction. We're now for the season. Remember one time we were -5. Now we're only -3. We're taking baby steps. We were +1 in the turnover margin. You know, I always say you play a bad team, whatever, how do you keep them in the game? Yeah, we'd have been like -3 against the Jets. Or you can't be -3 against the Titans or whoever.
Even -1 against the Jets. They are terrible.
Yeah, you cannot do that. If you look at it, now the Jets are, remember I say you never want to be minus? They're -18 in the turnover margin for the season, yowza, which is dead last.
Shocker.
32. But you know what? When you're supposed to beat somebody down like we did, you end up doing it. Look at Charlie Smith, had an opportunity to go 6-for-6, end up being 5-or-6. But I don't know. They had the distance on the 60-yarder. He just, I think, hooked it a little bit when he drove it. But good for Charlie Smith, boy. Like, fantasy people got to like that, huh, Steve?
For sure. Five kicks today?
Yeah, 5 made field goals. You got how did those extra points, have all the points count?
The extra points count as well, yeah.
Oh,
So, you're getting big-time points from Charlie Smith in the playoffs, too, right now in fantasy.
Oh, so, Charlie Smith coming out of nowhere. Coming out of Northern Ireland. Where did he go to college? None. Remember I told you before the game, he went to the same college as Otis Sistrunk. Who's Otis Sistrunk? Bob, you so old. Otis Sistrunk. Remember you look it up, Steve? Otis Sistrunk?
Yeah.
He's a defensive lineman, played with the Raiders. And I never forget, old Howard Cosell used to say, Otis Sistrunk from University of Mars. He just say, invent a university. You know, but I always like when you see all these, where they're from, what school. And then you look at Charlie Smith, what college you went to, they have none. And to play at the highest level, there's not too many players that make it in the NFL going to none university. It just doesn't exist.
Real quick, want to pause 10 seconds and let stations identify themselves on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. All right, now, Cajun Cannon, we can carry on with our winning point after rant after a 29-6 victory.
Yeah, I thought one individual we had to contain, Breece Hall's a stud for them. He had, listen with Alvin Kamara, you know what, total yards and scrimmage and pass receiving running back and all. We had like 1,223. He was a bright spot for the Jets. Well, you look today, they ran him 16 times. He only averaged 3.4 yards a carry. He had a long gain of 7. And then he only had 9 yards receiving. So you take that because they wanted to get the ball in Breece Hall's hands. So that was outstanding ball defense. And again, I like it. I wish we'd run the ball better than 3.4, but they only got 3.2-yard average. Tyler Shuck, you know, most times when you throw in 49 times, you're playing catch-up. And that's not necessarily good. We threw 50 passes, and we were winning the game the whole time. But I guess trying to take advantage of that Jet secondary.
And I think, too, because the Saints are down to their fourth-string running back.
Yeah, yeah. And how are you going to attack a defense? But Tyler Shuck, first 300-yard gain, 308 yards total. He threw a touchdown. Taysom Hill threw a touchdown. I thought Cook, when you look at Brady Cook, his quarterback rating was only 65, and he had an interception. Sanker, a young rookie safety, he ended up coming up with an interception. So that was outstanding. Again, Taysom Hill, this is last hurrah in a Saints uniform, 116 total yards, and truly made plays running the football with his arm and pass receiving. Now, the one thing, the Jets were outstanding, and I don't know why we kicked it to them. They had a 42-yard kick return. Well, why are we? Because that's sometimes in some games that's been the best Jets offense, is their punt return or their kickoff return offense. So when I saw that, and the reason why, I mean, they had the number one kick return unit in the whole NFL. The only thing they did number one and had the 8 punt return. Well, I think we did an outstanding job in the punting game, but we had 6 touchbacks with that one return. Went for 42 yards, and you know that they were number one, like I said, in the NFL. Looking on the defensive side, good for Justin Reed coming back, our veteran safety from Dutchtown, you know, Stanford grad, a local boy, 9 total tackles, led the team in total tackles. DeMario Davis, he's always around 10. Well, he was right under that with 8. Alante Taylor, an outstanding, very productive game. 7 total tackles. He led the team in unassisted tackles with 5. He had a sack. He had a quarterback hurry. He had a tackle for a loss. You know what? He needs to do that. It's hard to say. Bobby, well, why do you think he needs to do that every game? Because he's the alpha. He's our top dog in that back end in the secondary, I think, in the future. So we need Alante Taylor at that high level. Sanker, like I said, the safety. He had interceptions. He led the league with, led the team with 2 passes defended. Cam Jordan, I don't know, we need to talk to Mickey Loomis until somebody beats him out. Why Cam Jordan can't be on the team next year? You know what? If he's not on the team, you know why? Too much money. It's not because he can't play. Cam Jordan can still play.
Right.
Look at the whole league. If you're in that rotation, Cam Jordan ends up with 4 tackles unassisted, 2 sacks, 2 quarterback hurries, 3 tackle for a loss. Cam Jordan still has a lot left in the tank.
Seems like he's really liking this adjustment to Brandon Staley's scheme.
Yes, yes. And then you look at a guy that is young and we count on as Chase Young.
Right.
He ends up getting a sack. I think he needs, Deuce and Hoss might have said, what, he's a half a sack away from having his most in a season. So he should be able to get that maybe a couple of sacks. You remember I told him in training camp, that dude's going to get double-digit sacks, but then he missed 5 games at the beginning of the year.
That's great to hear, too, if he's on the cusp of breaking his all-time sack record and he missed 5 games.
And he missed 5 games.
So exactly. Let's go.
So that's very up. He had a sack. He had a quarterback hurry, tackle for loss. Also, fumble recovery, a nose for the football to get around it. You know who's an unsung hero? I'm going to talk about these two guys, too. Chris Rump, he's the only on the team because of Brandon Staley, because Brandon Staley trusts him, but it seems like he always produces. He ended up with a sack, quarterback hurry, tackle for loss. And the one guy that doesn't want to talk to the media, Steve, did we ever get to interview him or not? Nathan Shepard.
I feel like once.
Once?
When he first arrived last year.
And the Saints, they tell Nathan Shepard, no, if you don't want to talk to the media, you don't have to. Like, usually they tell the players, no, it's part of your job. It's a requirement.
Yeah.
You got to be able to talk to the media.
I think if someone requested, hey, I'd like to speak to him, it would be made available. They're not, like, hiding him for any reason.
Well, he needs to talk because he produces. He's one of our best interior guys. Look, he comes up with a sack. He had 2 quarterback hurries tied with Cam Jordan. He had a tackle for loss. And he's just constantly, Steve, he's just putting up numbers. And you look how he produced today. Well, the unsung hero, you look at Nathan Shepard coming into the game. Well, now he has 3 sacks. He has, he has 6 tackles for a loss. And I should say 5 tackles for a loss. 12 quarterback hurries. So a high effort guy that I think we could count on year in and year out. But a lot of players stepping up for the Saints. We could have given out a lot of game balls.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I don't know who's the player. You know, when they don't play well, who's the player in the game? I don't know. Give it to the fans. No, now we could have given out 2 handfuls of game balls. Considering where we're dealing with the offensive line.
I was tempted to give it to Shuck just because he had a 300-yard game.
Yeah, Shuck had his first 300-yard game. Chris Olave was outstanding.
But you made a good point about Taysom. This might be the last time we see him in the Dome.
Yes, because he's old and he makes a lot of money. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
And I told you, you could have given to Shuck or Chris Olave.
Right.
But no, we need them to do this a bunch of times. They're going to have a bunch of times
to get that award.
But looking at Chris Olave, targeted a lot without Ville in there. 16
sure.
targets, 10 catches. He probably could have had a couple of more catches. He could have maybe been hovering around 200 yards receiving, had 148. He had a long gain of 38, couple of touchdowns. He could have maybe had 3 touchdowns. Juwan Johnson, I think, is definitely being more reliable as the season has progressed. You catch the ball, hit your hands, don't fumble it. He had 9 targets, 8 catches, right at 90 yards, 89 yards, very productive. So those are guys that we're counting on. And Steve, I had said this in the pregame, and I want to give them their props because, you know, I get on their ass when they're not doing it because much is given, much is required. Chris Olave wants to get paid the big bucks, wants to be the number one receiver. Well, you got to have these kind of games, and you got to finish the season strong. And a lot of fans don't realize this, but when you look at, okay, the top receivers, third down reception leaders in the whole National Football League this season, Chris Olave on third down, how the quarterbacks have trusted him, came into the game fourth in the NFL with 23, ahead of Jamar Chase, or tied with Jamar Chase, ahead of Amon-Ra St. Brown with the Lions, you know, Christian McCaffrey, that's all household names, only second to St. Brown in touchdowns. So then you look at Juwan Johnson among the best tight ends. Sometimes we're not showing him any love, but he's number 8 in the NFL in both receptions and receiving yards. He's ahead of Brock Bowers in receptions, right under Tyler Warren. And so, and you look at receiving yards, he's up there with, Brock Bowers, the Tyler Warren, Kyle Pitts.
Another big day for him, 9 targets, 8 grabs.
Yes, and right at like 89 yards.
Right.
So, those guys are going to have way more opportunities down the road to win a game ball. So, that's what we need, that kind of production we have. But I thought Taysom, in his production, 116 total yards, rushing, passing, and receiving, giving him that. But a big Saints win today, 29-6, and it wasn't even that close. It wasn't even that close. And now we got to go to Nashville and take care of business against the Titans.
You mentioned the Cajun Cannon, a 5th victory for the Black and Gold, 29-6 over the New York Jets in the home finale. We got a whole Who Dat Champ breaking out here at the Swamp Room. Taking that break, coming back with more, though, right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, folks. Who Dat?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Happy, merry, early Christmas. Who dats? The Saints getting a 29-6 victory over the New York Jets, Week 16 in the Superdome, the home finale for the Black and Gold, a third straight victory for the Saints. They're now 5-10 on the season. You're hanging out with me and the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, on the Point After. You can also stop by the Swamp Room Bar and Grill, 5400 Vets in Metairie. We're here hanging out, talking to all you Hoodats after another big win for the Black and Gold. We're going to go to our talk and text line. You can sound off with the Cajun Cannon, 504-260-1870. One of our favorites on the line, Cajun Cannon, Hector in New Orleans, up first on the Point After. Who dat, Hector? Happy holidays. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. I'm really happy. Tomorrow's my birthday. Saints gave me a good win today. I'm really happy, but I think one thing that I'm really happy is that our draft choices that we picked this year, they're playing more and more, and they're acquitting themselves very well in the last 3 weeks that we've been winning. So I think the future is bright. I don't have much to say other than I think our kicker, the Irishman, I thought he had a great day considering he was kicking from different distances. So can't complain there. And Bobby, Nathan Shepard, I think he was the one that caused that fumble that Chase Young recovered.
Yes. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Yes. Nathan Shepard. I'm telling you, he's just a baller. He's the one who had the forced fumble that Chase Young recovered. I mean, I don't care if he don't want us to talk to the media. I mean, do you think the fans care? Just how about he just produce? You want to just let him out the cage and go play and kick ass?
Attack.
Now, Hector, I still would like to see where, I'm not saying the game's over, we just get the unbelievable first quarter start. I don't care if it's next week against the Titans or, Atlanta, whatever it might be, but look, Taysom, he doesn't pout, he rebounds. When you look, we've seen this. So much for the fast start. Taysom Hill fumbles on the second play, and he had an 8-yard gain. You know, right? And then we all of a sudden, we minus one in the turnover margin, and we lose in 3-0. You know, I mean, I wasn't chasing a touchdown, but we still chasing points. And then it was 3-3, then 3-6, and 6-6. No, I would like to see us from the get-go just getting off to a better start, because they're playing hard as a fight, but just getting off to a better start in that first quarter, that's been our Achilles heel this season.
I'll do one better than that, Bobby. What I would like to see that would help that out, what I would like to see that would help that scenario out and us getting us to a faster start, I would like us to see to run the ball better in the first half, even in the first quarter, to at least set the tone there.
Yeah, the only thing is the offensive line. You have to look at plug and play. All on the interior, our guards and center, like come the beginning of the year, that's not who we're counting on. So you got to look at the veterans, the wily veterans that have come in there. I would hope, you know, that if we had an offensive line that we could average over 4 yards a carry. But that has not been a bright spot. And then we now on our fourth, fifth running back. So I guess to close out the season, that might be tough sledding. Now, you still got to have the attempts rushing the football. You know, nothing to write home about, but you look, okay, Taysom Hill had 12 attempts. I think you're going to see more of that, too, in the latter part of the season. Hall had 5. Estime had 5. Now, I think that might have been one reason why we ended up with 50 passing attempts, counting Taysom's pass, that it was 2-1, passes and runs, because we own our fourth running back. And Taysom's like a utility guy. So that's because I think you should never have a game where you're not rushing high 20s or low 30s. And like I said, we only had 25 rushing attempts. I think that might be about where can we win, and we're confident the guys up front, you know, when we're pretty banged up, and a lot of teams are banged up, and then also just who's available at the running back position.
Very happy point after here at the Swamp Room in Metairie. Can hang with the Cajun Cannon. 29-6, a win for the Saints, improving to 5-10 on the year. We're going to take a break, come back with even more. Keep it locked right here, folks, on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome on back into the point after, folks. We're here at the Swamp Room Bar and Grill, 5400 Vets in Metairie, after a black and gold 29-6 victory over the New York Jets. Week 16, the home finale for the black and gold, and everybody getting shucked tonight here on WWL, that's for sure.
Shuck, yeah. Shuck, oh. I think he's the guy. Again, I wanted to get sacked less. Because Bobby was offensive line. No, you can help out the offensive line.
Things for the young rookie to learn.
Yeah, you just got to get rid of the ball. Because,
or the experience.
Yeah. I have to look at my notes because I think I might have talked about that in the pregame. And that he's been, since he's been the starter, he's been sacked a lot. He's been almost sacked. He's playing now 17 games. The total right now should be, how much he's been sacked should be about like 11, 12 games, and he ain't started that many games.
Well, you know, we need to beef up that interior too, though.
Yeah, but
I hear you. You get rid of the ball.
Get rid of the ball, ignore the outlets and all that, and lift the fight another day sometimes. But now I'm being nitpicking. I want them to be the best of the best.
Well, KJ Cannon, we're going to go back to our talk and text line where folks can sound off after another Saints victory. You can call in 504-260-1870. Checking in with Hollywood now in Thibodaux. Hollywood, what you got for us?
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Steve. How y'all doing?
What's up, good Hollywood swinger?
Hey, Bobby, you know what impressed me most about this game today?
Tell me.
The fans doing the wave, making all that noise at the end of the game. I like that. We're getting our dome field advantage back.
Well, we need to have that dome field advantage, and how you get that is you win games.
You win 3 in a row. Yeah, it's amazing what happens.
Yeah, you win games. Because this is what you have to do. And I always say this, okay, I used to do 16 games because 17, I like even numbers. Because Coach Moore said this, and I'm telling you, Coach Moore, a number of people, how do you get to double-digit wins? 10-6 sounds better than 10-7, but it's still double-digit. You know, 9-8 might get you in the playoffs, and you're still hovering around 500.
Yeah.
Well, how do you get, like, to double-digit wins? You go 500 on the road, and you got to win at home. I'm not saying you got to go undefeated at home. That's why I told you we won three home games this season. In the past two seasons, we're now 6-11. We need to flip that. You need to be 11-6. You understand what I'm saying, Steve?
Yeah.
So if you – now, you know, it varies until they get the even number, how many home games you're going to get versus the road. So let's say you have 8 home games, you got to go 6-2. And if you have 9 home games, you got to go 6-3 or 7-2. You cannot have a 500 or losing record at home. And the last 2 years, that's what we've had. So what the hell you want the crowd to cheer for or get excited? Well, now that we've won and we ended on a positive note, I think the Houdat Nation will be optimistic going into next season. And ultimately, we got to hit on the draft. You got to have young players stepping up. I think we got to get a better supporting cast. I think we have the right quarterback. I'm not going to say the jury's not out, but there's no college quarterback right now better than Tyler Shuck, I don't think. I've even told you, I don't know if you agree with this, Hollywood. I think maybe he's not as physical a runner as Josh Allen, but he's big. I think Tyler Shuck's kind of, at times, like a poor man's Josh Allen. Maybe because of his physical presence, because he is fast once he's run, but the Jets weren't letting him get away today. Go ahead.
I want to know what position will the Saints address on the team roster for the 2026 number one pick in the NFL draft next year. What do you see the focus on?
Well, I think you have to get a player who have a lot of needs that we're not developing is going to start from the get-go. Not like, oh, we have to develop him. No. Now, if we stay where we're at, I don't know. Going into the game, we were picking number 8. And so, who knows? We beat the Titans and you beat Atlanta, or what's our final record?
We might be at number 12.
I mean, he might be out of the top 10, but I look at it because the running back room and how we haven't been able to average 4 yards a carry, and the line has a lot to do with that, but we've addressed the offensive line, or we attempted to. Is Cesar Ruiz going to get better? A lot of fans would say probably not. But they've invested in him. They want him to work out a guard. He's a first-round draft pick. But I would say Love, the running back from Notre Dame. Would you be against that, Steve? I remember talking with Mike Dettillier about that. That with Alvin being up in age and where we're at.
If you think that much and that highly of Jeremiah Love, sure. But I'm not crazy about taking running backs in the first round.
Okay, but it has happened.
Yeah, for sure.
That doesn't mean that you're going to win, because that had been the case, the Falcons would be in the playoffs. and Bijan Robinson's produced.
Exactly, yeah. No doubt he's a star.
Now, Saquon, look where he was drafted. Didn't work out with the Giants. Then it worked out with the Eagles last season. But then what about this season?
He has moments of greatness.
If you could tell me Love would be like the next Jonathan Taylor,
okay,
from Wisconsin, right, to say, I'll say yes, you get him.
I don't know.
But then look at the 7-round pick that the Bears have used from Rutgers. It's kind of like Pacheco. I think they're both in second or 7th round out of Rutgers. Like the Chiefs and then him with the Bears.
Something about those Notre Dame players worry me too.
I would say maybe you never get enough, you know, say pass rushers.
Yeah.
I would take more a pass rusher than a cover guy. I don't know, those edge guys. And that's one thing what Atlanta tried to do. You look, but they're not in the playoffs. Look what they traded to get those edge guys, you know, and address the defensive line versus the O-line. So the bottom line is we need to get a player, whoever we pick, that's a stud. And we're not developing him, and he's helping us win from the get-go.
Folks, American Safety, for each point scored by the Saints this season, American Safety is going to donate $50 to disaster relief. American Safety, stronger than the storm, and right here with you. Right here with you, the point after. Saints win 29-6 over the New York Jets. Coming back with more at the Swamp Room in Metairie, folks. Back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Who dat? Welcome back into the point after here at the Swamp Room in Metairie, folks. The Black and Gold getting a victory today, 29-6 over the New York Jets, improving to 5-10 on the season. The home finale, that's a wrap, folks, in the Dome for the year. They've got two more road games next week at the Tennessee Titans. Then they wrap up the year at the Atlanta Falcons. Could this be the last time we saw Taysom Hill in the Caesar Superdome wearing the black and gold? He spoke after the game, and here's a little bit of what Taysom Hill had to say.
Taysom, you heard Juwan say this was the best locker room that he's been a part of. What's your thoughts on kind of the locker room, the culture this year?
Yeah, I think It's been a great locker room. You know, Juwan talked about when the season started the way that it did. I think it shows a lot about the characters and the character of our team. And the reality is there's been no quit in anybody in that locker room, and everyone's still competing and playing for one another. And God, that's a fun environment to be in, you know. And we know that the postseason stuff is off the table, but everyone's still cherishing every opportunity you get, and that's I think that's pretty unique and special, and I think that's, you know, what Juwan and others are referring to.
Cam was saying that he had 24 people here, at least 24 passes. Did you have any similar efforts of trying to get family here, or?
Yeah, we got a lot of family here. Yeah, we got a lot of family here tonight. Yeah, my entire family's here for the game. So it was fun to have them here and, you know, feel a lot of love and support from people around me, that's for sure.
Did you take a second? Again, I didn't have a chance to ask Cam this. I know you've meant so much to fans and to this team and seen a lot of ups and downs. Even just coming off the field for, like, not to say it will be, but just understanding that things change in this game.
Yeah, it's, ask me the tough questions. Look, my wife asked me that this morning. Excuse me. And I didn't really feel any type of way this morning. But as I was driving to the stadium today, you know, you start to think about the last 9 years and what it's meant to me and my family and the city and stuff. So I think for me personally, you just try to take it all in, you know. We had a great experience here tonight, and I don't know what the future holds for me, but it was a special day for me and the family.
Hey, do you want your family?
Say it again.
Do you want your son, or have you thought about?
You know, I'm focused on the next 2 weeks, and we'll kind of tackle the rest of that as we get down the road.
How satisfying was it to, you know, throw a touchdown? Just that play. You just kind of take us through that play.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I was a little bit surprised when it came in. You'll have to ask CO. I think they were going to hold CO out of the game, and he found out what the call was, and he says, "No, I'm in." you can confirm that with him because I was on the field. But yeah, look, I mean, it was. I know Kellen made a concerted effort to you know give me more opportunities and stuff given the circumstances and. God, it's a great way to seal a game. You know, we had the look that we wanted, and it worked out perfectly.
What does it mean to you? Like, I mean, you know, Kellen's in his first year here, he doesn't have the full breadth of understanding of, you know, your contributions here in terms of watching it all transpire. But he still sends the ball your way in those moments.
Yeah, Kellen's been great. You know, if there's one thing about Kellen is he is. He's a very aware coach, you know, and he knows what's going on, and he knows how challenging this league is. And I think he's got a really unique perspective, having played, and you know, he's got a different perspective from being in the locker room that way. And he doesn't let those things, you know, just pass by, you know, and our locker room and the recognition that he gives to guys for what they do is evident of that. So I think everyone appreciates that about Kellen. It's one of those things that endears a player, you know, to him and a locker room, and people feel that and rally behind that.
He also said that after your receiving touchdown was wiped away that they really tried to get you one.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I've not had any conversations about any of this, but I was laughing in my head. You know, we had the touchdown, and then the next play he tried to get me another one, and then the next play he called the screen to me, and I was laughing in my head, and it was like, Kellen knows. Look, those things don't go unnoticed, you know, and like I said, Kellen's great about all of these things, and you know, I appreciate that about him.
The touchdown that wasn't, like, how does that tackle over what kind of helped manipulate things, and how did that kind of build up from last week? I think you guys
were look, that's a package that we've been carrying for the last few weeks, and we had the run last week, and so we felt like it was one of those things that was primed in a situation like that. So Kellen's great about giving similar formations, same looks, but then there's so many different things that he wants to do off of that. So after we ran the touchdown with Dev last week, everybody felt like, you know, the pass off of that was ready to go. So you know, that goes back to how Kellen operates and his preparation and what he does.
When you look back, obviously you said some kind of unique and novelty records, but to do what you did today, you know, the only person in a Super Bowl era, 1,000 passing, rushing, and receiving, is that something yet? Or?
No, I don't know. I mean, I'd be lying if it was something I wasn't aware of, you know, in conversation and stuff. But I think in moments like these, causes me to be really reflective, you know, and I think my overall feeling right now is just one of gratitude. I think this organization, this city has been so good to me. All the way back to Sean, and had this unique vision of things that I could do, and I owe a lot of thanks to a lot of people, you know, throughout the last 9 years of different opportunities, because I think, you know, it'd be easy not to give me opportunities like that, you know, to have these unique experiences. But I really appreciate what those guys did early on. I really appreciate, you know, Kellen and Clint last year, and these guys that have continued to create opportunities for me. You know, it means a lot. So I haven't thought a ton about it, but I can tell you, I feel a ton of gratitude.
Was the receiving part of that something that you ever envisioned for yourself as a college quarterback?
No. Quarterback? No, I mean, there's...
How long did that take you to feel comfortable out there running routes and football?
I mean, I would say that part of it has kind of like been this little bit of a joke, you know, not a joke, but it was, look, I feel comfortable doing that, but I still remember, you know, 5-6 years ago, Devontae Adams was a teammate of mine in Green Bay, and we were playing them, and I'd caught a touchdown or something, and I saw Devontae after the game, and he made a comment to me about, like, man, you got more receiving touchdowns than I do, you know? And, so, look, I think that goes back to what I said earlier, you know, where I owe so many thanks to so many people that created unique opportunities for me, you know?
Is there a moment where it turned from, this isn't maybe the way I expect my career to go, to, you know, you have it out of my list that you have?
You know, I haven't really thought about my career that way. I think my mindset through all of this was, you just got to take advantage of every opportunity that you're given, you know. And this is it's a challenging league. You know, it's a challenging league to stick around, and super competitive. And so I think when you get opportunities, you got to take advantage of them. And so that's really been my mindset throughout all of it, and I haven't really thought much about how unique it's been, or, you know, what I wanted or what I didn't want, type of thing. You know, just taking it one day at a time and making sure that I make the most of each of them.
One more for Taysom, we're a little backed up.
I know that you said it a couple times you haven't thought about it, so I'm sorry if this falls in this category. But at this point in your career, could you imagine playing for another team? Like, would you consider that to?
Yeah, I think that's I think that's one of those questions that we'll tackle down the road. But I can tell you, I have so much love for the city of New Orleans and this fan base, and the way that they've embraced me and my family, it's been really special. So, you know, I wouldn't want to play somewhere else, you know, but there's a lot of circumstances that, you know, are out of your control too, right? And I understand the nature of this business, and I'm not thinking that way right now, but we'll tackle that when we get there.
That was a Saints Swiss Army Knife, Taysom Hill there. And boy, oh boy, I don't know if you heard that part where he starts getting really choked up and emotional when talking about the potential future and what could happen for him, and it makes things a little more real for you.
Well, I don't know. When you retire, or you think it might be, not that you're giving up the ghost, or you're retiring from any job, you know, you could be
all that hard work
in your 60s
in,
or whatever. And when it's over, it's kind of over. Now, you might unretire, you know, like boxers. Like, oh, I'm a retired boxer. I'm making a comeback. I'm making a comeback. So, no, with just his experience maybe in New Orleans. I don't know if he still have fire in the belly, depending, you know, from an economic standpoint, what would he want to do. I think he probably he could be convinced of Sean Payton in Denver. Because that's Utah, Colorado, that's all in the same neighborhood. One last hurrah. You know, what if Sean told him something? And then, you know, because you always, if you come back from a serious knee injury, you're always better the next time around than that's, you know, than this season. Like, if he doesn't get hurt anymore to close out the season and he keeps rehabbing and getting strong and all that,
yeah,
you can have one last hurrah and how you have an opportunity to play. But to go out in the dome, if this was his last game, Taysom Hill, 17 touches, 116 total yards, outstanding. Again.
And the Saints Radio Network performer of the game.
Yes. And if you look at Taysom Hill, that's what I always say about him. If your daughter came home with Taysom Hill, you'd be all fired up. That's your boyfriend? I thought you hit the lottery. Taysom Hill's almost too good to be true. I'm saying he's a good dude. I think he might even be a better dude than Drew Brees. You know, and you know how I think highly of Drew.
Sure.
But Taysom Hill, just an outstanding citizen.
Taking a break here on the point after of a winning Saints Week 16, 29-6 over the New York Jets. Black and Gold have won 3 straight. You hear the crowd here fired up, heading into the happy holidays. We'll be back with more right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, folks.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A very happy early holidays for the folks. A 29-6 victory for the Saints in the Dome today, taking down the New York Jets, black and gold, improving to 5-10 on the season. Hanging out here in the Point After at the Swamp Room in Metairie, folks. Saints Point After brought to you by McDonald's and Cajun Cannon. Read this to you at the break. With that interception of Brady Cook today, Jonas Sanker, 3 takeaways in his rookie campaign, the most by a Saints rookie since Paulson Adebo in 2021.
Yeah, that's basically a handful of years when you look at it. And, you know, he has good ball skills, him and Riley. You know, Quincy Riley, when you look at it, hits his hands, usually catch it. So, yeah, you can see our young secondary developing and getting better and better. And we need that because, you know, the rebuilding process. You know, that's all we say. This kind of game that Alante Taylor had today, he needs to continue to have that. Because when Lattimore and Adebo, they all left, and then Honey Badger retired, we need that.
That was a huge void.
Well, who's the seniority?
Right.
And it's not Reed, not Justin Reed, because he just came here. That it had to be someone that was on board and was here and highly promised. Alante Taylor was outstanding again today. He led the team in unassisted tackles at 5. He was right behind DeMario Davis and Reed with 7 total tackles, a sack. Quarterback hurry, tackle for a loss. Outstanding. So if you look at Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid as of late has been playing like Kool-Aid, not sugar water. Kool-Aid has been living up to expectations. 5 total tackles, 1 pass defending. I think maybe it might have been, and you know, trying to tackle Breece Hall, the stud running back, one time. Maybe had missed the tackle to give up a first down. But other than that, our young secondary has really contributed at a high level.
The black and gold getting that W over the New York Jets today. I mentioned 5-10 on the season for the Saints. Looking at the rest of the NFC South, we were curious to see who's going to end up wanting to win this division. The Carolina Panthers now have that edge over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Kitty Cats getting a 23-20 victory over the Bucs today. Looking at some of the numbers from that one, Cajun Cannon, Bryce Young, 191 yards passing, 2 TDs.
What did Baker do?
What was that?
Baker Mayfield, what did he do?
Baker Mayfield, 145 yards passing, a touchdown and a pick. So not a great day.
Well, boy, Tampa Bay, they've fallen off a cliff when you're considering where they're at. And you know what I like about that to show you where we're at? Okay, it looks like Carolina's in the driver's seat. Now I think they got to go to Seattle.
Correct.
And then they got to play Tampa again.
At Tampa.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. But they have a winning record.
8-7 now.
And you know who gave them two of those losses?
Your very own.
The Saints. I mean, okay, the Carolinas in first place. All I know is we beat them twice. But remember I told you that happened before? Who that's remembered is? Probably at the beginning of the 21st century when Tampa Bay, remember when Gruden and all, they won the Super Bowl, but the Saints beat them twice that year.
And I feel, what was it, the Panthers beat the Saints twice that year? It was weird. Like, the Panthers beat the Saints twice, the Saints beat the Bucs twice.
Yeah, it was like, but the Bucs were the Super Bowl champs,
right, exactly.
And the Saints had beat them twice.
We're here at the Point After the black and gold get a 29-6 victory over the New York Jets, hanging out at the Swamp Room in Metairie, chowing down on wings and a Swamp Burger. We're coming back with even more right after this, folks, on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Who dat? Ho, 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 a Saints victory, 29-6 over the New York Jets in the home finale for the black and gold. Before we get into more of the Point After, folks, let's pause 10 seconds and let stations identify themselves on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. On Santa's nice list, folks, definitely Tyler Shuck, Saints rookie quarterback, ends up passing for 308 yards and a TD. He spoke to the media after the game. Let's hear from the sensational Saints rookie.
Throw it this many times, or is that sort of the way it played out? Once the game started?
I think they're just kind of the way it played out. You know, I think we felt good about throwing the ball, and I think that's always. I think we had a really good plan in kind of all phases of it. So obviously you want to maybe not throw it so much, but I think whatever it takes to win, I think that's, you know, I've said it before, and it was a great offensive unit effort, and we left a lot out there, quite frankly. So we got to patch it up and continue to go.
Did the touchdown pass to Alave open some stuff up for you, at least just kind of get that first touchdown, you can kind of
No, I mean, it was frustrating because we didn't start how we knew we could do, and I think we were moving the ball. We were just like a yard short in some of those third downs, and it was tough. But I think it was just a great play call by Kellen and a great route by CO and all the guys kind of helping him get open versus that man coverage look. And, yeah, I mean, whenever you can kind of get him, you know, one-on-one, obviously you got to throw him the ball.
Is there kind of an effort to get him involved early this week? Obviously, last week he was only one catch in the first half.
Yeah, for sure. I think we got to do everything we can to get him the ball, and that was my goal. We had great communication the whole week. He's one of our best players, and he needs to get the ball. And credit to him preparing the way that he did, showing up. You know, it was big time. Obviously, things happen during the game where certain flows, but he's always the same dude.
I know you're a rookie. This is your first NFL season, but like to find this momentum at the end of the season here with three straight wins. Like, do you feel like this is something that you can build on going into next year, knowing that postseason is already kind of on the course for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you can put something on tape that you want to show other people, show your teammates, all of us, we're all playing for valuable, for everything that's valuable to us, whether that's we're going to be here on a different team for certain guys, or we're super proud of, what we're putting together. I think we're just having fun. And I think that's the biggest thing. We all want to be here together. We understand that how we finish this game is kind of the characterization of this team. And I think that it's kind of reflecting that in the play. And the defense, special teams, everybody, I think we've done a better job of just playing with each other, playing complementary football.
Does this, just getting to the milestone of 300 yards, what does that do for you as a quarterback and a quarterback?
I don't really care. I mean, we should have had quite a bit more and left a lot of points on the board. So, got to find a way to kind of fix those things and continue to go forward.
What'd you make of Kellen just kind of selling out to make sure Taysom had at this moment there?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of knew when the play call was coming in. I was like, I knew we were close. We talked about it on the sideline. I was hoping we got that touchdown to kind of be the signaling moment for him, but just super proud of that's just kind of a credit to him. His preparation, his work, he takes a beating physically week in and week out, playing different positions, different personnel groups. So he's just such an asset for us, and he's very deserving of everything that he gets, and I that's a huge milestone.
That touchdown obviously came back, but like building off of the look last week that you guys scored on, like, mm-hmm. kind of what it did, you guys get just in the way Kellen kind of build that out.
Yeah, it was just a great two-play package there. Obviously, you playing with tempo, going up on the ball, having the ability to run it out in space, and then kind of having the pass off of it as well. So just it was great play call and great design by him.
Do you want to talk a little bit about your kind of blossoming into leadership, pulling guys aside, working on it, working with them, things like that?
Mm-hmm.
What is it – how did you go about sort of cultivating that? Is that something you had to be a little bit patient with? Like, what was that process like?
I think it started as soon as I got here. I was really, really intentional about getting to know everybody, making sure, I'm the same dude every single day. And obviously when you're in a backup role, you're not, you're not pulling guys aside or really, jumping guys or talking to, there's a different element of that naturally, but you still want to be the same dude. But I kind of kept my same routine, sending guys scripts, making sure we're the communication was great regardless of that way. When I became a starter, it didn't change. And then obviously you kind of expand on that, and you got to earn that and earn the respect of those guys. And I think naturally, we've kind of been able to bond together. And for me, that's my whole goal, is to continue to build that. And I think obviously the quarterback position, you're thrust into it. But for me, how I behave around my teammates, who I am every single day, what we put on film, that's the stuff that really matters to me.
Whether you're still kind of cultivating what your leadership approach is and position, but just early on here, kind of what are some of the factors into leading as a quarterback?
Mm-hmm. You have to have a one-on-one relationship with each guy. You can't ask them to do something that you wouldn't do yourself. And I think we have a great bond with each other. We spend a lot of time outside the facility together. It's kind of been a journey. Obviously, the season hasn't gone as exactly we wanted to, but we've kind of stayed resilient through that. And for me, that's why you play football, to kind of go out there every single day. But for me, I'm going to do everything I can to earn those guys' respect every single day, no matter the circumstance.
Would winning rookie of the year matter to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obviously a great achievement, but I think for us, I think we, that can be attained by finishing the season the right way with getting a victory next week and then the week after that. So that's all I'm focused on right now, and go from there.
CO was in here talking earlier about how last year, just all the concussions that he went through,
health scares, and he was like, is there a retirement at 24? I know you've been through your own share of injuries, but like to see him like bounce back mm-hmm. like he has this year, from a 1,000-yard year, what do you think of that?
It's tough. I mean, it's tough because, you know, you understand where he's coming from mentally, and you understand the value of just your body and for him to kind of continue to step up to the plate every single week, every single year. And like I said before, he's the same dude, and I think he's just kind of continuing to grow. I mean, he's, you know, we're around the same age. He's got so much left in the tank, and I think obviously he understands what's in front of him and what he's doing now. So I'm really proud of him. I know it's obviously not easy, but I think that's just a credit to him and the coaching staff and everybody for believing him, and he, you know, he's going to be great for us.
50 Cent on the IG post this week. You got a song you're going to put on there?
I don't know. I was not expecting seeing him pregame. I was like, holy crap, that was 50, man. That was it was pretty cool. That was probably one of the cooler moments for me as a player, but got to talk to him a little bit, but hopefully get him back a few more times as well.
You want to say that some of you think you play in the locker room is weird? What do you mean?
I got a wide genre, man. I keep it fresh. We got reggae, we got rap, we got country, EDM. I like to keep it fresh. Everybody keep the juices flowing. For me, I've kind of been everywhere for college wise, so I've gotten a wide array. And, but don't let him lie to you. He's vibing to it as well. But we usually keep the same rotation.
That was Saints rookie quarterback Tyler Shough talking to the media after the Black and Gold's 29-6 victory over the New York Jets. And he mentioned there, Bobby, about 50 Cent in the house. And I was like, what's 50 Cent doing wearing the Black and Gold jersey when he's a New York guy?
Yeah, I don't know. Money will do the talking. Didn't he show up for the Oklahoma-Alabama game? I don't think that was Nelly. I think it was 50 Cent. So he's on tour. He's like promoting, getting the fans all hyped up.
He's a sports fan.
Yeah. So he just wanted to be in that number. And, you know, we're just talking to Tyler Shough as we're going on a break. And, again, I am going to nitpick because I want him to be better at this, and he will get better at this. If you look at 7 games, now we're 4-3, but he's been sacked 23 times. If you look over a season, that would be like 55, 56 sacks. It's like 3 games, so if you can cut that in half, you know what it's all about, I'm telling you, getting rid of the ball.
Yep.
And, you know, you might want to extend a play or just, you know, live to fight another day.
Plus, we don't need you breaking any more bones.
Yeah, and no, it's good that you can scramble and all that, but just knowing where your outlets are and just getting rid of the ball, because it's so hard when you have negative yards to convert or sustain a drive.
Folks, with every Saints a field goal, Keesler Federal is going to donate $1,000 to the New Orleans Women's and Children's Shelter. This year, Keesler Federal has donated $27,000. Taking a break here at the Point After. Swamp Room and Metairie, folks, coming back with more right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Who dat? Welcome back in, folks, to the Point After here at the Swamp Room in Metairie, hanging out after a Black and Gold get a 29-6 victory over the New York Jets. Saints on a 3-game winning streak are now 5-10 on the year. Things are feeling good heading into the holiday season, Cajun Cannon.
Yeah, things are feeling good, and it just feels good at this time of the year if you can win.
Right.
You know, it's a great Christmas present for the Who Dat Nation. Now, right around Christmas, we're going to go to Nashville and beat the Titans. So, and then great opportunity to go to Atlanta and spoil their holiday season. So, yeah, you have a great opportunity to go on a winning streak, and then who would have thunk it? Who would have thought that we could get to 7 wins? You definitely, I think, not too many people after training camp was optimistic about taking the over. You know, whether, you know, with Vegas 5.5, oh, they're going to go under or wherever it was hovering around 4.5, 5.5.
Yeah. So.
And I can tell you, to be honest, I thought, looking at the draft, OTAs, minicamp, this is what I said. I said, I think it'd be the same song and dance like last year, win 5 games, maybe 6, 5 or 6 wins. Best case scenario, 7 wins. That might end up happening.
Right.
But after training camp, I was like,
I'm worried about the line.
I'm like, yeah, more 4 to 5 wins instead of 5 to 6.
We're not finishing in the red zone.
And then 6 would be like the upside. You know, it can matter. It's a big game, you know, in the NFL. But, yeah, I think you finish the season strong. You just feel better about yourself. You're more confident. And winning is contagious in the locker room. So you established that winning formula. I think overall how Kellen Moore has kept the team together, that they played hard for him throughout the season. Good times, bad times, whatever it might be, and a good mix of veteran leadership. That I don't know, I look every game, whether we've won or lost. All I know, DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan's doing their job. You know, like, oh, we need younger guys. Well, maybe younger guys somewhere else. Now, again, the contract comes into play. What you're going to pay a player, salary cap and all. But I still think even after this season, because of their work ethic, how they take care of themselves, DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan still got something left in the tank. Taysom coming back from that knee injury. Now, I thought maybe that wasn't the case. Remember, he had the longest run forever in the season, that 29-yard run. I think it was at Carolina, if I can remember.
I think it was the Rams.
It was the Rams?
I believe so.
I don't know. Charlie looked it up. Whenever we had that 29-yard run, I was like, whoa. But then other than that, he was averaging like a yard and a half. But that's definitely an old-school Taysom Hill game today, 116 yards total. And did it what we expect Taysom Hill to do. When it was working year in and year out, and you take it for granted, making plays with his feet, making plays with his arm, that one touchdown pass, 38 yards. It's all about, you know, chess match, having the right play on the right time, fooling the defense. And then we're all waiting, and I'm glad he got it, receiving yards. Because you know what was it, the Tampa Bay game? He had a couple of drops. I go, come on, Taysom, we got to catch this now. So you can get that record to get 1,000 yards. Because, again, that is unique. And you might say, well, Bobby, that's his whole history of his playing. It's not like one season. But, no, that's truly old school when you played maybe more than one position. Or this would have happened before in the Super Bowl era. Taysom Hill, first player in Super Bowl era to have 1,000 yards passing, 1,000 yards rushing, 1,000 yards receiving. So you're playing a lot of positions. And you look at the last player to do it. You even looked up Charlie Trippi, right?
Like we mentioned, he folded up his helmet, put it in his pocket, and went home after a game.
Yeah, 70 years ago. Didn't even have a face mask and stuff. So, Taysom Hill, I guarantee he could play probably without a face mask. You know he could.
Here at the point after, Swamp Room and Metairie hanging out after Black and Gold get a 29-6 victory over the Jets. Coming back with more. Stay tuned right after this, folks, on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back here at the Swamp Room and Metairie after the Black and Gold get a 29-6 victory over the New York Jets. On the point after with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby A. Bear and the Cajun Cannon, man, Santa Claus already gave you an early wish. You wanted to hear from Nathan Shepard, the Saints lineman. Well, he spoke to the media today after today's game. Let's hear a little bit of what he had to say. This is the Cajun Cannon's Christmas wish.
Yeah, Nathan Shepard talking to the media.
You had a pretty impactful year, but you're consistently a pretty reserved guy. Can you tell us a little bit, just in your own words, like what this year's meant to you so far?
It's been filled with like a lot of challenges. I always go into like a year knowing that there's going to be adversity. You just don't know where it's going to come from. You don't know what form it's going to take. And it's just about like, okay, whatever obstacle is in our way, how are we going to overcome it? Because that's where, you know, progress happens. So I feel like we've just been doing the best we can to, you know, lean on each other in these hard times and times in adversity and be like, okay, well, why are we facing this? It's to get better, right? That's what we committed to, right? Early on in the year before any of this started. Okay, well, here's the obstacle. How are we going to overcome it together? So that's been, I would say, the focus that we try to surround ourselves around and just kind of block out any other distractions.
When the sacks are coming like that as a team, how much fun is that? And how much does it sort of feed on itself, you know, snowball kind of thing?
It's, I get what you're saying. It's like a little bit of a feeding frenzy, but it's great when that happens, but it's kind of like there's a huge recipe, a part of that. Like everyone has to contribute. It's not just the defense. It's like if I'm looking at this game, I'm looking at special teams. To begin with, special teams played very well. We were able to have like great field position no matter where we started. So, you know, got to give it out to special teams. Offense doing a great job of sustaining drives. That's definitely huge, does a couple of things. We're able to come up with more points. We're also able to keep their offense off the field. They have less opportunity to create explosives. Definitely won the turnover battle. This like all goes into it. So, and then what else on the defensive perspective? Don't quote me, but I think we had kept them under like 70 yards against, you know, Brees Hall. He's a premier back in this league. So every time you can take away the run game, eventually, and you're scoring points on offense, great field position, eventually it's kind of like a pressure cooker where it's like, okay, what is an offense going to do? They're going to go to throwing the ball. And when we're in that great position, hey, everyone can kind of contribute off of each other and, get those big plays. Sorry, what was that?
You played with the Jets. Is there a difference in, like, the core for the two locker room and playing with the night court? So great.
I would say I started my career off earlier in the Jets and had a great opportunity to get drafted by them. You know, Todd Bowles, Mike Maccagnan was the GM at the time. Still close with Todd. Now he's at Tampa Bay. So, and there was definitely like a lot of turnover in my time there. So I would just say like everything I took from the Jets, you know, is part of who I am today. So I can't really take away from that. You know, I would say that in this locker room, you know, what we're trying to do is just try to keep going forward. Whatever the adversity is, we're just trying to keep going forward, trying to lean on each other. And, you know, we're not like our mentality is, hey, as long as we don't give up, we don't lose. Whatever the score says at the end of the day, you know, that doesn't explain, you know, the effort that we got to put in. It's not related. So it's just like, hey, whatever adversity we have, whatever problems there is, how are we attacking it? Whatever the scoreboard says.
Just being Cam's teammate and seeing all his family show up, you know, what do you make of that? And then for him to actually, you know, come out and have the game that he does too, what does that do for you guys as a team?
I mean, with Cam, it's like it's just a matter of time. You know, you give that guy reps and you're going to have production. So definitely happy for him. Was I surprised? I'm just like, no, because I'm like, I know this is what Cam, this is what he does. This is what he's going to get done. This is what he's going to continue doing for, you know, as long as he chooses to. So it's really great to just, I wasn't here for his whole career, but it's really great to like be a part of what he was able to accomplish today and just kind of look back and like, dang, look at this body of work that he's being able to do. Look at his resume. To be part of that is a great opportunity, but also like an inspiration to like everyone else, whoever part you are in your career. Like, hey, as long as you keep with it, you know, a lot of things can happen at the end.
What Brandon Staley's approach stands out and how he goes about you guys writing preparation and all
this? I feel like one great thing about Staley I could say is that you can tell that he's looking at the big picture, and I feel like he's definitely looking down the road. Even though each day he takes one day at a time, he definitely has a lot of belief in this defense. He definitely wants to drive this defense in a winning direction, in a dominant direction, and that's what he holds us to every day. And every day, same guy. Same expectations, high expectations for everyone in that room, and there's no easy way out. So, mistakes, whatever it is, hey, he's gonna get on you, but only because he expects so much from everyone in that locker room, and you know we're able to put that together and have good performances. So, definitely, you know, enjoying that right now.
Did you swap jerseys with
Bank? Bank and I, we're gonna hit it up. I'm gonna talk to him. Hopefully, actually. I'm supposed to be hitting him up right now. He was waiting on me. I had to text him, said I got some things to do. But, no, Bink's my guy. It was great seeing him. It was great seeing a lot of other guys. I mean, Jermaine Johnson. Glad to see that he came back from injury and he's healthy. Michael Clemens. Who else is there right now? Brees Hall. Those are a few guys. It was great to see them and some other guys in the building for sure, too.
You heard from Nathan Shepard there, the Saints defensive lineman, after the black and gold get a 29-6 victory over the New York Jets. And Cajun Cannon, like I said, Christmas wish comes true. We don't hear from him much.
No, I don't think. During training camp, I know he don't want to talk to us. You know, he interviewed the players in the offseason, and, boy, he's well-spoken. Might be a little shy, but I don't know. He's a football player's football player, if that makes sense. Like a man's man, you know the old saying. But you look at him, a D-tackle, 8 years. He's 32 years of age, from Fort Hays State in Kansas. He's from Ontario, Canada. You know, he's with the Jets. He gets to the Saints. 8-year veteran. Just shows you they'll find you wherever you're at.
Right.
And, no, he brings it. Yeah, I remember when they were practicing against the Rams in Irvine, when they were going against that Rams offense, he was running around. You'd have thought it was like a real game. He was bringing, I like the hustle of Nathan Shepard and one of those leaders and a success story. I mean, not Kansas or Kansas State. No, I went to Fort Hayes. I don't know. I know Fort Knox. I know Fort Polk. I know a bunch of different forts. Do they have a university? Fort Hayes State, and they find Nate Shepard. I'll tell you, if you can play, the NFL scouts will find you wherever you're at, and Nathan Shepard's one of those guys.
Saints have been finding those victories. 3 in a row for the black and gold. They win 29-6 over the Jets today. Week 16, the home finale, a success in the Dome, folks. Coming back with more of our Point After at the Swamp Room right after this. Ho, 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 after the break on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back here on a winning Point After at the Swamp Room in Metairie, hanging out with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Black and gold, 29-6 over the New York Jets, week 16. We got two more road games left in Tennessee and then at Atlanta. After the game today, though, Cajun Cannon, Cam Jordan spoke to the media. He led the Who Dat chant today in the Dome. Let's hear what Cam had to say after the black and gold's victory.
Sister flew in from Germany. Brother came down from Arizona. Dad, I'm not sure where he flies in and flies out. I'd never have a tab on him. But, you know, I got like 8 boys from Cal that came through. You know, wish could have had Tosh Lupoy out there. Shout out to him getting a new head coach spot at Cal. Went into this game knowing that this was one of those games we could take advantage of in defense. And I love that it was sack party. I said 7 sacks. Apparently we had 8. You know, from Jonah Williams to Nathan Shepard to Chris Rumpf, Chase Young, Alante Taylor, Isaiah Stahlberg, and myself. Is that 8? Hopefully that's 8. Am I missing somebody? I said Chase Young. Did I not say Chase Young? Obviously, that was a strip sack right there. You know, I think defense, again, just took advantage where he could. I almost thought Alante was going to take one to the crib at the very end of the game. He jumped a route so perfectly and didn't come out his way. But Kool-Aid McKinstry also had an interception. Just a great defensive outing. Jonas Sanker, interception. Yes? Yes. I said Kool-Aid. It's Jonas. Yeah, my bad. Touche.
Was there a reason the Clinton came in?
Absolutely. Just like they did last year. When you're getting towards your elder statesmanship, you know, you never know if you're going to come back or not or whatever that may be. I've never not had guaranteed money in contracts, and I've never not had a contract. But now we're leaning on not having a contract, so you can't have guaranteed money without a contract. It's a same simple conundrum. You know, as you get older, you just sort of start looking around and seeing where you're at. And I'm just overly blessed to be a part of a defense where we have such an influx of young guys playing at such a high level, like Jonas, like Danny Stutz. You know, you got guys like Tali S.A. Fuaga and, you know, Kelvin Banks. There's so many, you know, our team has such a great core of veteran leadership, as with Damaro Davis, myself, and such a great core of young guys who are headed towards leadership. When you talk about Alante Taylor, when you talk about everybody on offense, when you talk about you insert Tyler Shuck the way he's played this last couple games, it's exciting because you're like, man, I see such a future, and I want to be a part of everything about it. And now I'm in that limbo of, are you sending me a new contract or not? But, well, you know, I just take every game for what it is. So I'm overly blessed and honored to have the opportunity to be presented to, you know, affect the game as I can.
Did you have quite as many people last year, brother?
I have no idea. It was a lot of us, though. We were, yeah.
Did you treat this even different than you have in the past?
I think I did last year. This year, everybody texts me. Last year, I was texting everybody, you know. I said, hey, man, you know, the way they almost body slammed the coach, I said, guys, it might be headed towards the way. And then, you know, now I'm just like, you know, everybody was like, we're just trying to partake. You know, manager Rebecca Otto, who's been with me since the beginning, with Doug Hendrickson, showed up. And I said, oh, dang. I said, okay. You know, I've got best friends that I've had since college show up. And I said, all right, cousin from Arizona come through. I say, all right, we're going to make this a party. So we're going to hit the streets tonight. It is what it is. I'm sorry. Yeah, no doubt. That was my wife for sure. I came out there with the family. My Nikki Jordan, of course, has all the big heads. I said, wait, we came together. How did I miss this? We drove in the same car, you know, like, say, you know, great job. And then, yeah, we just went from there. So love that Love that it was against the Jets. I didn't know I hadn't sacked the Jets before. Not, I guess they haven't been on my list. They're in the AFC. I don't really care. There's one team I hate, and there's two other teams in our division. And other than that, the league is the league.
How many
sideline passes I bug you for? 20. Yeah, and there were still about 10 or 15 people up in the suite still. So we're deep.
Teammates get on you for taking that money?
Yeah, absolutely. They're upset. I said, hey, bro, I have not bothered anybody all year because I knew Cardinals game was going to be deep. Jets game was going to be deep. After that, everything in between, I've tried not to burden anybody. I taxed them today.
Cam, you put my stacks for the first time since 2022. Elder statesman or not, how does it feel to be aging backwards?
Is it aging backwards or just taking advantage of opportunities presented? I mean, you take it back to 23, I tore a couple ligaments in the leg, went to a straight run mode, which capped my season probably like week 11 or whatever it was. So it finished with two sacks, two and a half sacks, whatever it was. It was something, not the huge twos. The next year, sort of got buried in. So once I saw light back on the edge, because apparently I'm not a nose tackle. Did you know that? I'm not a nose tackle? It's crazy. I've mentioned a few times over my, 17 games of incarceration. that's not the right word, purgatory. And then, this year back on the edge, you get to have some fun. You stop the run, have some fun. That's been the name of the game. And, take advantage of every opportunity presented. It's nice to add on some multi-sack games.
Cam, you guys started, I can't remember, 1-8 or 1-9. I mean, your decision to come back here instead of pursuing guy, join a contender or whatever, I mean, has this win streak help make that even pay out even more?
I don't know. I've never seen myself not being in black and gold. So again, I think I've stated, which since Sean Payton and Mickey, called me a draft night, I said, all right, let's do this. And when I say let's do it, I mean do it together. So 15 years later, I still say let's do this. I see a bright future with all the guys that we have. We have such a talented young core. We have such talented veterans. We have a combination, and I'm mad that it took us this long to find some success, because once you find some success, you understand how to win. And for a while we were in a drought, we were trying to figure out why we weren't winning. You eliminate some penalties, you get back some of those third downs, you're looking at a completely different season. When you have, six or seven games that were all within a one score situation and we don't come out on the other side of that, it doesn't help you build confidence. But when you have these games that you start building on, hey, it's a shootout, hey, we need a defensive stop, hey, Tyler Shuck has to go lead the offense down, CO makes amazing catches, that's where you see it all pay off. And when you build that confidence, then you can roll in with confidence. It's like you get a lead and never give it back. I think that's sort of our thing.
How much fun was this today?
How much fun is winning compared to losing? I'm not going to lie to you, it's night and day. winning, for some reason, feels better. The drinks, lemonade and or, whatever you like to drink goes down smoother. The kids get happier. They're always happy to see you, but now you're happy to see them, I've got a 10-year-old, so he's like, Dad, you guys lost. And I'm like, damn, that hurts. And then he's like, Dad, we won. We're the best. Yes, we are. Today. And we have to continue fighting for next week.
You got a pass rush, right, with the 8 sacks and the fumble, mm-hmm. like in addition to winning.
Yeah, we should probably have more strip sacks. We've got we only had one strip sack out of there. We got to focus on getting the ball over more. The more we can give the ball to our offense, the better off the offense can orchestrate more touchdowns. I think we took a touchdown away from Taysom Hill. He had a passing and a receiving touchdown. So now he just has a passing. If we gave ball back a couple more times, maybe he gets that back.
We have about $800,000 in 5 minutes, those 2 sacks. Do you have any worry it's going to be stat corrected?
Stat corrected from what? I'll let you guys, I'll let you guys figure that part out. I know I'm going to keep hunting. What's mine will be mine. And if you say otherwise, I don't know, we'll get you some corrective vision. I don't know. Yeah, again, it's not a bonus. It's more just recouping what I've already, Yeah, it's a recuperation. It's not an incentivized, hey, I didn't see it coming. It goes, no, I need that back.
Cam, you said you're in limbo. I mean, how uncertain do you think it is when you be back?
Sir, I've always had a contract. About 2 years out from contract being done, I think I've always signed a new extension. This is the first time where I just don't know. It's not on me, right? Can I create my own contract? Jonas, can you write your own contract? I don't think so. So again, like I can only put my best foot forward. I can only love on my teammates and appreciate my teammates as much as I can. I appreciate each and every practice I've been a part of and go as hard as I can when I'm able to. The rest takes care of itself as it always has. Again, I've always wanted to be here unless you don't want me. Then I got to go back to the West Coast. I'm focused on us finishing these last couple games. Has my agent and Mikey talked? I hope so. I don't know. I'm focused on. yep. I'm focused on Christmas with my kids. Hey, I didn't say anything. I'm all about Jesus today, brother. Yeah. God is love. And indeed, his birthday coming up. Did you bring a manger? That's it. That's all I'm going to say. Love it. Sorry. I'm done. I'm going to let my teammates talk. You guys have a blessed one. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Saints defensive stud Cam Jordan. Yeah, things are a lot more lighter and happier with winning. Winning is fun, Cajun Cannon.
Yeah, I'll have what he's had.
Exactly.
I like that optimistic spirit by Cam Jordan. Listen, we all know the Who Dat Nation, what we think of the great Ricky Jackson, you know, Dome Patrol, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Well, Ricky Jackson in his career, you know, he didn't, and I don't know what's going to happen with Cam. I still think he has a lot left in the tank. Remember, Ricky left the Saints, went to the 49ers, ended up with, and won a Super Bowl. He had 128 sacks, where Cam Jordan now has 130.
17th all time.
So 17th all time, and Steve, what was that about Brady Cook?
Yeah, Brady Cook has now becomes the 51st different QB that Cam Jordan has taken down in his career. Another victim.
51 different quarterbacks he sacked. So you know one thing about Cam, he's always available. And then if he's available, you can hold him accountable. No, Cam Jordan is every general manager and coach's dream. Because you can count on him. He's going to be there. I mean, I don't know. Look, he's hovering around. I don't know what's going to happen the last two games. Will he get the double-digit sacks? He has 8.5. He might. Now, Chase Young, who we invested in for the future, he's at 7 sacks, and he missed 5 games at the beginning, that calf injury. So, no, it's very promising. A lot of teams, they'll talk to Cam's agent. It'll be interesting to see what's going to come about. But if you look today in his leadership, Cam Jordan, led the team in sacks. He was by far the number one guy tackles for loss. He had 3. A number of players had 1. And then he was tied with Nathan Shepard with quarterback hurries or quarterback hits with 2. So influencing the quarterback sacks, quarterback hurries, quarterback hits, tackles for loss, Cam was he was either one first by himself or tied for first. I don't know. That sounds like a pretty young and vibrant playing like he's young. So I think Cam Jordan got a lot left in the tank. And again, I say this, you got to have a good mix of young players, a lot of young players, but you still need that veteran leadership like DeMario Davis and a Cam Jordan.
Talking about receiving yards, Cajun Cannon, Venture Global is donating $10 per Saints receiving yards to their Catch for the Coast program. Venture Global, innovating to provide low-cost LNG to the world. Their current donations, $41,430. We're taking a break here right now on The Point After. Saints win 29-6, folks, over the Jets. Be back with more right after this. Find out what's bugging Bobby after the break on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Who dat?
Who dat?
We're back here on The Point After at the Swamp Room, hanging out after a black and gold 29-6 victory over the New York Jets. Week 16 action in the Dome, a success. But we always find out, no matter win or loss, what's bugging Bobby about today's game. Brought to you by J&J Exterminators, Louisiana's largest independent exterminating company. It was a victory, Cajun Cannon. But what's bugging you about today?
Well, what's bugging me, a very convincing win, 29-6. So, Bobby, what are you complaining about? Well, we still got to run the ball better. And I'm going by, more average. You know, you can have when you have a significant run to move the chains and all that, but the average needs to be better. We averaged 3.4 yards for the game, and we were 3.6 for the season. You know, I want to be over 4 yards. That measure stick, it's always been like that. Can you average 4 yards a run? 4.5 would be awesome, 4.4. But 3.6 yards in a season, 3.4 today. I know we're on our fourth running back.
That's what I was going to say. I'm not so upset with the 3.4 today.
Well, yeah, but... But we haven't really run the ball.
I know.
Camaro, whoever it might be. But you know why I want us to run the ball better? Because Shuck will be better. I'm telling you.
No doubt.
If we can run the ball better, Tyler Shuck will be better. So that's why I want to see, like, whoa, that's good balance. You know, where all of a sudden, you know, I said this. We had to flip the script. When you look alike, what are you averaging per carry? And all that, and it's been like this the whole season. Today we were better. Today we only gave up 3.2 yards is outstanding, but I said this in the pregame. We were giving up on the season 4.1, and we were only getting 3.6. Now, if that was flipped, that's what you want to have. So that's all I'm nitpicking. That's the only thing that's bugging me. I just wish we would run the ball better. And it'd be interesting. You know, it's the pros. We going to Nashville. Now, I know the Chiefs didn't have Pat Mahomes, but they put a whooping on the Chiefs. Well, what did they win? They're kind of convinced. 26-9, the Titans won, and Cam Ward was pretty amazing. You look at Cam Ward, had a quarterback rating of 122.5, 21-28. Yeah, 8.1 average, 228 yards, couple of touchdowns, no pick.
Pollard's the one that scares me, Cannon.
Yeah, Tony Pollard. Again, we're going to have to stop the run. He averaged 5 yards a carry, 102 yards. And remember Tajay Spears?
That guy. Roll wave.
Yeah, he averaged 4 yards a carry. He also had a touchdown, and he had 52 yards. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenge next week in Nashville, but I think we're better than the Titans, so we'll have to see what happens.
Taking a break here on The Point After, coming back to close things out, folks, right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Things winding down on today's Point After. Let us pause 10 seconds right now, folks. Stations identify themselves right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Cajun Cannon, we're closing things out here at The Point After. Black and gold get a 29-6 victory over the New York Jets week 16. Have now won 3-0. And I mentioned to you, it's kind of sad just because it's the home finale, our last time at the Swamp Room. It's been awesome here this season. And just when you get things rolling, it's like, oh, we're ending. We're getting ready to the end things now. Two more games on the road, and we're done.
Yeah. You want to keep playing.
Yeah.
Hey, we're winning. We got some momentum going. No, it's kind of very rare that your home slate is already over before Christmas. You know, usually you play like either home or away to end the season, or away or home. You know, not back-to-back away games, but... The Saints definitely can finish strong. They're ready with three-game winning streak. Why not make it four, if not five? Come on, you know, we always want to beat the Dirty Birds. Yeah, at Atlanta, we played well there. Now, I don't know how often we played in Nashville against the Titans, but, you're not going to overlook them, so hopefully come away with a win next Sunday.
Happy holidays to all. Hope you all get shucked tonight. Cajun Cannon, say goodnight to the Hoodats.
All right, bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Hoodat, go Saints.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.